Good morning and welcome to One and All. A pleasure to have the opportunity to do a little learning with you this morning. Our learning today is Le'ilui Nishmas Avraham Shmuel ben Aryeh Leib. We've been talking about Kavana, concentration, and what it means to daven in the right state of mind. The Rambam tells us an important halacha, which is intuitive, but we need to tease it out. Shikur al yispalel b'mnesha ein lo kavana. V'im hispalel tzvilaso to'eva lefika chozer mispalel kishe yisrokan mishich rusa. A person who's drunk is not supposed to daven, and if they do daven, that's terrible. That's a to'eva. That's an abomination. And if someone did that, then they would have to go back and daven another time after they've sobered up. To daven while you're drunk is just it's not acceptable on any level. The Rambam says something now, which is maybe less intuitive. Shasui al yispalel v'mispalel tfilaso tfila. What if a person isn't drunk? That just we would say, you know, they had something to drink. Maybe they're a little tipsy. So also, right, a person shouldn't daven in that state, but if they did, we'll let it go. That counts. So the Rambam says, how do you differentiate? Ezu shikur zeh she'enu yachal ledaber lifnei ha-melech. Drunk means you wouldn't be able to stitch together a sentence in front of the king. Shasui yachal ledaber lifnei ha-melech ve'enu mishtabesh. If you're just shasui, you had something to drink, but you're not drunk, so the line in the sand is, could you stand before a king and string a sentence together and not make a fool out of yourself? So in that case, okay, meaning you still have your wits about you. In that case, it is permissible to daven in such a state. Afal pikein ha'ol v'shasur v'yis yayin lo yispal ad shiyasur yeino me'alav. Nonetheless, the Rambam tells us that if a person has had something to drink, they really should wait until the wine has, you know, let's say left their body, so that they're in a more proper state to daven. So the Rambam tells us what is the amount of wine that one drinks where one could get into this conversation that one might be considered tipsy, such that they shouldn't daven. So the Rambam says that's a revius. Now a revius is a cup of wine. We would say, you know, we talk about revius all the time because it's the guiding principle. It tells us how much wine we need to drink when we make kiddush, or when we stand with a cup of wine under the chuppah, or we're saying havdalah, or, you know, any time that we hold a cup of wine at a bris milah, right? Any time we hold a cup of wine in Jewish ritual, in Jewish life, so we always need a revius. Very important. So there's different shitas, 3.3 ounces, 4.4 ounces, whatever the case may be. You know, it's the size of your kiddush cup, roughly speaking. So that's not a ton of wine. And the Rambam is telling us that if you've drunk that much wine, then that doesn't make you drunk, but it does mean that you shouldn't, lechatchila, ideally, go ahead and daven. So I was just thinking about this, and it requires some more investigation. But you know, most times that we're doing this, so it's after davening. So the bris is, you know, after shacharis, and you know, if you're saying bracha under the chuppah, so you know, you're going to go have the wedding. People aren't the chasen and kala are drinking the wine. They're not davening right after the chuppah. Most times that we're drinking wine are post tefillah. But I was thinking about this in the context of the Pesach Seder, which is to say, again, you've davened, right? You've davened Ma'ariv already, but you're certainly having much more than Arvis, because you're going to have at least half of a cup. You know, if you're not drinking the whole thing, you're drinking most of it, once, twice, three times, four times, four cups of wine at the very least, right? Maybe you should even have some wine during dinner. So you've certainly gone over this limit. And you know, we always say that part of the Seder is tefillah. You're saying Hallel, and right, there's that whole section that sounds a lot like davening, Hallel Nirtza. So how do we justify that? So one possibility is that what the Rambam says, the revius of wine, he's talking about, you know, the wine as it was constituted in the 11th century, the 12th century. So that's a much thicker wine, and that's a much more alcoholic wine. The wine that we have today, you know, it's 10% alcohol, 12% alcohol. You're not going to get tipsy from, you know, 3 ounces of wine. The other possibility is that there's a working assumption that the Seder is going going to take a little time. So you're not polishing off 4 cups of wine in the span of half an hour. By the time you go through it, so it's been a few hours, obviously the wine has much less effect in the context of a meal and in the context of a few hours of time. But one needs to nevertheless always be cognizant of this rule and always watch how much wine and how much alcohol a person drinks. Please, God, we'll pick up tomorrow. I wish everyone a wonderful day.